Bays, Amud Bays. Here we go. Okay, the Gemara is continuing a list of certain Averois and their repercussions. Okay, you have to know exactly what is the cause of coronavirus. That's a good question. Okay. We're holding Ba'avoin Gezel, three lines on the bottom, Lamed Bays, Amud Bays. Ba'avoin gezel, because of the sin of theft. Hagoivoi oila. Hagoivoi is a type of grasshopper. So there would be a plague of grasshoppers. Hara'av hoive. And there will be a hunger in the world. Upanei adam oichlin b'sar b'neim b'nei seim. And it will come to be that the people of the world will have to eat their children. Shenema shimu hadavar hazeh. Those who bother poor people, those who oppress destitute people. So it says that Poros Habashan, which are the wives of these princes, that because they are always demanding other things, so. They have to, in order to feed their wives, they have to go ahead and oppress the poor people and get more and more they have to go ahead and impress the poor people and get more and more money in order to supply their wives' appetite. Amarava kigoin hani nashi de mechuzah, like these women of mechuzah, da ochlan v'lo yavodan, who eat and they don't work. They eat their husband's money and they don't work. Okay. And it says the next pasuk, Hashem will hit them with shidafin, ubayerakin, harba is gonna sechem, vikarmechem, usainechem, vizeichem, yechal hagezem. Basically, Hashem will hit them with these different words, which means different things that happen, like blight and other things that I remember from art school, but I don't know what they mean. Blight and yerakin is some sort of other crop disease. What?
Mildew?
Okay. Is that what they say?
Yeah, they say mildew. Yeah.
Fine. All right. So it will be hit with blight and mildew. For those farmers who know what that is. Harbois gineisechem v'karmeichem utainechem v'zeisechem yechal hagezem. Actually, I know what mold is. That's when you buy a bunch of lemons like 3 weeks early because you figure this is the last time you're going to the store before Pesach. And then you come downstairs and you see that they're full of blight and mildew. So that could be what mildew is.
Is a type of mold. You get it on clothes.
Yeah, that's what I understand. That's what I'm saying. Last time I went to Jewel, I got a bunch of lemons and apples in order to for Pesach. I figured hopefully it would be the last time I'm going. But says the mildew otherwise. So harbu kinoisechem, the kamechem will be you'll have a lot in your gardens and krumim and te'enim and your zesim yoichal gezim, and they will be eaten by this gezim, this type of grasshopper. Nechsev yeser hagezim achal harbu, whatever's left over by the gezim will be eaten by a different form of grasshopper, the different types. The yeser ha'arba, whatever's left over by the arba will be eaten by the yelik, achal ha'yelik. The yeser ha'yelik will be eaten by the last type of grasshopper, the chasil. All these types of grasshoppers will be a plague of all of them. A people will try to eat from their right side, they will still be hungry. Their left, it's not going to fill them up. They'll have to resort to eating their children. Well, the flesh of their hand, ela besar zaroi, the flesh of their children. Okay, the next one, ba'avoin inui hadin, because of the sin of pushing off din and not having the dayanim run a city properly, ve'ivus hadin, and not only pushing it off, but messing it up, and kilkul hadin, that just being sloppy and lazy in the psak, ubitl taira, cherev, there will be ubiza rava, there will be a sword, and biza plundering, Rava, like a lot in the world. There will be an abundance of fights and plundering. V'dever, and there will be a plague. Oh, there you go. That's the answer to our question. Vadever. Ubatsoires ba. And there will be a plague and a batsoires, a hunger. Ubnei Adam oichlin ve'inin svein, people will eat and not be hungry. Va'oichlin lachman b'mishkal, and they will have to eat their bread in measured amounts. D'chsiv hevesi aleichem cherev noy kemes nekambris, I will bring upon a sword to take revenge. Ve'in bris elatayra, as it says, a revenge for the bris. What's the bris? Ein bris elatayra shenemer im loy bris yoyim v'layla. D'chsiv b'shivri lechem matei lechem ve'ofu eser noshim. And then it says, that very next pasuk, when you break bread, you're going to have 10 people bake, and you're going to have to give it out in measured fashion. And the reason is because you made my mishpatim, you did not do judgments properly. Okay. It's actually a very, as upbeat as we're trying to be, it's also very important to note that it is a din in Klal Yisrael. It's this time of din in Klal Yisrael. We have to take measures and improve in all of our ways. And this includes a person should have like make a change, a lasting change in his life because of what's going on in Klal Yisrael. For the rest of his life, he should, let's say if he says, you know, an extra seder of, now they're pushing, you know, machsam lefi, and like a half an hour a day of not speaking lashon hara, or two halachas a day. For the rest of his life, he should remember that, you know, I do two halachas a day because of that. It shouldn't be, a person has to change, long-term change, when this is as upbeat as we're trying to be, and it is yantif, and he should be besimcha, but at the same time, recognize that Klal Yisrael is in the matzav of severe din. Hopefully on the uptake right now, but at the same time, you have to recognize of you know what we went through, or still currently going through. But avoyin shvua. So the reason I'm mentioning it is because we're talking all about because of sins and their punishments. So it's definitely some sort of grizeir min hashemayim. This is not just a happenstance. But avoyin shvua shav because of the sin of shvua shav because of the sin of wasted false oaths of vain oaths. And Ushvua Shav and false Ushvua Sheker and false oaths, Vichil Hashem, Vichil Shabbos, Chaya Ra'a Rava. There'll be a lot of an abundance of wild animals. Ubehema Kala, and regular animals will die. Ubene Adam Mismayatim, people will get less people. Hadrachim Mishtemimin, and the roads will be empty. There'll be a lockdown. Shenemar, Uveim Ba'ela Loy Sivaslu Li. And if with these you will not lead to me, I'll take her be'ela ella ba'ala, because of shvuas. Uchsiv, hishtalachti ba'chem as chayas hasada, Hashem will send out the wild animals. Uchsiv, b'shvua sheker, and it says by swearing falsely, but this is b'u b'shmila shaker, v'chilalta Hashem alaykecha, b'chil Hashem ksiv. So now it says by shvua. Then it tells to shvua to another place where it says the word chilal. And now we're going to say, and this applies to anywhere that it says chilul. B'chil Hashem k'sev lo yisachal lo Hashem kachi. And b'chil Shabbat says mechalel ma'isimas. So these punishments apply to all those. V'yalev chilul chilul mishvua sheker. And therefore, these punishments, which is stated by shvua shav, which were applied to shvua sheker, also apply to chilul Hashem and chilul Shabbos. The Gemara continues on the next aver. B'avon shvichas damim beis hamikdash chorav. The beis hamikdash was destroyed. U'shchina mistalekes mi'Yisrael, and the shchina left klal Yisrael shenemar v'lo yisachanifu. And you will not, you will not be able to bribe, not bribe, but you will not be able to, if a person,
flatter.
What?
Flatter.
Okay, yeah, you will not be flatter, that was the word I'm looking for.
You will not bring guilt.
Not bring guilt, okay. Do not bring guilt onto the land that you are on by going ahead and spilling blood. Because if you go ahead and kill people, that will bring guilt onto the land. So don't do that. And the rest of the pasuk reads, and do not be metame the world which you are sitting on. But if you do, that's the final words of the pasuk are, which I dwell in. So it's mashma, don't do this in the land that I dwell in. It's mashma that if you do it, I won't dwell in it. But if you are matama the world, killing. Then, I'm not going to dwell there, and you won't dwell there. V'avoin gilei arayis, because of the sin of gilei arayis, v'avoidus kechavim, and idol worship, v'hashmotas shmitin v'yoivleis, and skipping shmita and yoivle, galus b'leilam. We have to go into Galus. Umegalan his son, and Klal Yisrael gets sent out of their land. Uboyin Achirim v'Yeshim will come, and other people will come and dwell in their place. Shenema, as it states in the pasuk, Ki Eskol Ata'ev Yisrael Asu Anshei Ha'aretz, because all of these terrible things, these despicable things that the people in the land did before you. And it says, and they were matam of the land, and Hashem will go ahead and count these sins, and the land will throw you out. The land shouldn't spit you out when you're matamet, meaning that if you do it, you will be matamet. Now, and how do you know that applies to the averus that they did? How do you know that it applies to leaving Shemitah and Yovel also? Because by idol worship it says, v'nasati es pigreichem, it says, and you will put your carcasses on. It sounds like they're going to die from hunger. And it says, and Hashem will destroy the base of Mikdash. And you will be scattered amongst the nations. And by Shemitah and Yovel it says, at that point, the land will eventually keep the Shabbosim, will keep the days that were supposed to be lie fallow after you go into Galus, so nobody's there to till the land, so that's when the land will make up for all those Shemitah and Yovels that you didn't keep. All those years of desolation, the land will rest. But avoy navlus peh, because of the sin of nibble peh, tzores rabbis exeres kushes mischadoshes. There will be a lot of tzores and gzeres kushes that will become new. Ubachure soini Yisrael mesim, and the bachrim of Klal Yisrael, and we say soini Yisrael just because we don't want to say Klal Yisrael, will die. The yisoyim ve'almanos tzoyakin will cry out for help, but in the end, and they will not be answered. Shenemar al kein al bachurim lo yismach Hashem, as it says, because of the bachurim, Hashem will not be happy. Hashem will not have mercy. Because they were all doing chanifa and being bad. Every mouth is speaking bad. Because every mouth is speaking bad, and even still Hashem will not return his anger, and his hand will still be outstretched to hit. And just a clarification in what exactly nevel peh is, it doesn't mean like everybody thinks. You know, bad words. There's no, it's an invention on America, the bad word. The swear words and things like that. There's no such thing as a swear word. There's no chalois swear word. It's a thing that you can't say on the radio. In 1920, they decided that there are certain words that have four letters that you can't say on the radio. Okay. So chalois, bad word. The Torah says that it's better to use the word not tahar than using the word tame. So you want to speak refinedly. If you go and you speak to a reshiva and you hear him say the word stupid, so you feel uncomfortable. Like, what are you saying those words for? But there's no difference between the word stupid and any of the four-letter swear words. It's just a bad word. It's an uncomfortable word. But there's no nivel peh. Nivel peh means when you speak about, when a person speaks about not proper stuff, things that will be ma'or taiva. He talks about women. He makes a crude joke or even forget jokes. Is a your person can talk in ways in a lewd manner, and he talks about the example the Gemara gives. It might even be over here. The example the Gemara gives: if there's a kala going to the chuppah, and he snickers with his friend about what's going on behind closed doors in the yichud room. So that's what nivel peh is. Something that's ma'ur taifa, something that talks about averus. That's what nivel peh is. Nothing to do with any swear words. My v'oid yodin etuya. What is the oid yodin etuya? Amar Rav Chanan by Rava. I call yodim kal. Oh, there you go. It's Mamash's Gemara. Everybody knows why a kala goes to a chuppa. Everybody knows what's going on there. Ela kolam an aval piv, but somebody who talks about it, afilu hayisayim alav, afilu chesmin alav gzar din, shel shivim shana, even if he had a gzar din of 7 years, letoiva, hoivchen alav lera, it gets switched for bad. So you could say it in the nicest possible language. It doesn't have to be any word that you didn't use that's not nice there. But the very fact that you're talking about something that's lewd and causes you to have hirurim, that is what nivul peh is. Amar Rabba by Rashi, Amar Rabbi Nachman, Amar Rav Chisda, kol manavel es piv ma'amikin le Gehenim. They increase the depths of the Gehenim. Shenemar shucha amuka pizores, as it says, a deep pit. Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Yitzchak, in that same pasuk. Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, Amar afa shemeh v'sheisik. Even somebody who hears it and stays quiet. Shenemar zu'um Hashem yipol sham. Okay, Amar Rav Oishia, kol ha'memorek atzmi la'avera. Whoever sets himself up to do an avera, he doesn't. First, there's a difference between a first degree, a second degree, a third degree avera. If he, it wasn't just in a fit of anger, but it was the whole thing was planned. It was all elaborate plan in order to do the avera. He's memoric. He cleans himself in order to do the avera. He sets himself up. Chaburus b'tzayin yotzim, but he will have wounds and bruises will come out on him. Shenemar chaburus petzah tamruk bara loyoid ella shenidoin behadreikin. He will get judged and punished with. With the illness called hedroiken, which is a type of stomach ailment. Shenemar umakas chadri button, he will be hit from the inside from his stomach. Amar Nachman Bar Yitzchak simin la'avera is hedroiken. If a person is struck with hedroiken, it's a simin that he was overzenus. Tan Rabbanan shloshim min hedroiken. There are three types of hedroiken. There's shel avera. There's things that result from avera. Is ove. Those are very. There's cause boils, and they're very hard, and they cause a swelling of the skin. I wonder if this is some sort of STD, and what it means is that it is if it's there's three types. There's a type that you contract through doing an avera, and that's ove. That's some sort of the flesh gets hard and swelly. Shel rav, if it comes through hunger, that's tapuach. That comes that the there he has a large tapuach is really swelling a person's stomach swells. Shel kshafim, and if it comes through magic, it's dak. It's thin because his flesh becomes really thin. So it sounds like it's not like it's a punishment for this shel avera. It sounds like it's a medical cause. Was avera.
They translated here hedroken as edema, which is a kind of swelling. Apparently, it's a Greek word, hedropikos, and it refers to edema.
So, but I don't know if there's any edema that's specifically an STD.
No, edema is.
Yeah, I know. So I'm saying so it's not going to fit with my explanation, but I'm just saying shell avera. It sounds like. It was, a metaphysical punishment. That person did an avera, so Hashem will bring grasshoppers. But it's not necessarily connected in the medical way. But I'm thinking that the other two examples here seem more connected in the medical way. Shel rov sounds like it's like a tapuach, and we know that a person's stomach swells when he has hunger, if he has real hunger. And if shel kshafim also sounds like it's more of a direct connection rather than some sort of heebie-jeebie. So that's what I'm thinking, that if maybe somehow we can bring it to some sort of medical STD, then it's a sign. The only way you can have that, so there are certain illnesses that the only way you can have that is if there's been some fooling around. So, or of course, the people say maybe he was using a urinal and whatnot, whatever. That's, usually the response that we get. Shmuel Hakatan was sick with it. Amar Ribonish Lelem Yimepis. Who is going to determine that I didn't sin with Znus? People are going to suspect me. They're going to say, he has that. Well, he has. It's exactly like I'm saying now. Somebody comes down with an STD, and we're like, what happened here? So. The fact that he sat on an airplane seat right after somebody else usually is not a good enough excuse And so therefore, he's like, Hashem, who's going to know that? I am totally innocent. I did nothing wrong. So, and Itzi, and he was healed. Same thing with Abaya. Abaya Choshbe. Abaya got sick with this head draking. I know about him that he starves himself. He always fasts. So he probably has type 2 instead of type 1. Rava himself Choshbe. The Gemara says, that there are more people who die by not being able to go to the bathroom than by starving. So in other words, Rava did not agree to this starving of himself. So the Gemara says, Shiny Rava, the Ansele Rabbanan Be'idnei Bal Korche. Yeah, Rava says, the Gemara, by Rava it says that that he always used to push himself off from going to the bathroom because people would always ask him questions. And therefore, he always had to hold himself in, and that apparently is another cause of Hedraken. Tanu Rabbanan Arba Simanim Hein. There are four signs. Simon Avera, if a person, a simon for Avera, is Hedraken. Okay? Simon L'sinas Chinam. A sign for Chisinus Chinam is Yerakin. Here, actually, it sounds like it's more of a heebie-jeebie type of thing. Like, if a person sins, so then the general punishment for that sim, for that Avera of Chisinus Chinam is Yerakin. There, L'chaira, it doesn't necessarily medically correlate. Unless you say that a person's always angry, so it ruins his liver and his bile, and it causes more of a jaundice. Simon L'gasas Ruach, no, this coming one is definitely heebie-jeebies, I think. Simon for Gaiva is Anios, is poorness. So this they say they don't say it's poorness in wealth, because Adraba, sometimes we see a lot of wealthy people who are extremely Balei Gaiva. Rather, it means a poorness in Torah. And similar Lashon Hara, a sign for Lashon Hara is Askara, is the sickness Askara. Okay. Ten Rabbanan, Askara Bala Ilam, this Askara comes to the world. Why? Al Hamaiser. For those who are not eating meiser, trumas and meisers properly, or not taking off trumas and meisers. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yosi, Omer, Lashon Hara, comes from Lashon Hara. Amar Rava, V'yitem, Rabbi Yishub, and Levi, my crow, what's the pasuk? It says, V'hamelech, Yismach, Be'elekim, Yishalal, Kol, Anish, Babay, Ki, Yisokar, Pitoy, V'yishokar. And it says, the king, Yishalal, Kol, Anish, Babay, Ki, Yisokar, Pitoy, V'yishokar. Doy, V'yishokar is Lashon Hara. And their punishment is Yisocher, which is, we're saying, is Askara. Yibayilahu. Yibayilahu. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yaisi, Al-Lashin Hara Ka'amar? Va'af Al-Lashin Hara Ka'amar? Nami Ka'amar. Question is as follows. This that he said, is everybody hearing me correctly? Because I have a... I just got a message that I'm not being heard so well from the computer. We're good?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not sure, Brian. Oh, maybe because I have too many things open on the bottom here. Let's see. Okay. All right. So... Ibailahu, when Rabbi Lazar said on Lashon Hara, was he agreeing to Meiser? Or was he saying no, specifically Lashon Hara? Was he adding on Afa Lashon Hara? Or was he saying specifically Lashon Hara? This that he heard Meiser, was he adding or was he arguing? Toshma, because the Gemara says, Kishenichnasu Rabbi Seinu Lekerem Biyavne, when the Rabbi Seinu came to Kerem Biyavne, we're coming up to a very famous Gemara. Hayashop. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. There was Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon. Nishala Shailu Zubifneim. They asked this following Shailu before them. Makazu, this illness called Askara, Bifneim Ma'amat Cheles Bifneim Ayim. Apparently, it's a type of illness that starts in the stomach and works its way up to the throat. The one who speaks first everywhere, the armor, and he said, even though the kidneys are the ones that give eitza for you to how to think, and they want you to think speak lashon hara, the lev and the heart understands the eitza, the lev maven, the lashon mechatech, and the tongue articulates the words. Nevertheless, the peh is the one that's gomer. So therefore, it starts from the depth of your stomach, and it works its way up until it goes to the peh. So, what do they say, Oscars? I think they say diphtheria, maybe, usually. I think that's how they usually translate it. It's because of lashon hara. Nehner Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Yosi va'amar Rabbi Menei she'eichlin about dvarim tameim because you eat dvarim tameim. Dvarim tameim is like that because you eat tummy things. Ela she'eichlin dvarim she'einu mitzuken because you eat things that are not mitzuken, like problem and tumas and meiser. So we see that Rabbi Lozer also said meiser. That's the answer. Ela eichlin about dvarim she'einu mitzuken. The nehner Rabbi Shimon va'amar ba'avoyin bittel teira comes from bittel teira. Amar le noshim yechicha. What about women who get it? Teres shemavatlan is by lame. They mavatlan their husbands. What about goyim nachrim yechichu? Shemavatlan is Yisrael. They mavatl kal Yisrael. Tinaikas yechichu. What about kids? Shemavatlan is avim. They mavatl their parents. Tinaikas shul beis rabbi yechichu. The ones who are in school. What about them? Hasam k'the Rabbi Gurion. There's like Rabbi Gurion. The Amar Rabbi Gurion ve'itema Rabbi Yosef ve'Rabbi Shemaya. Bizman shet tzadikim bedar. The time when the tzadikim in the generation tzadikim nitfasim al adar. The tzadikim get punished for the dar. Unbelievable. These Gemaras are really appropriate for these days. When you look on, you look at the world and like there's an unbelievable amount of what we'll call, leaders being killed.
There's more and more discussion with coronavirus that a fair number of the people seem to start off with diarrhea, with stomach stuff.
Really?
What kills them, what people are dying of, is respiratory failure. They can't breathe. Their lungs are getting so inflamed. And so, it starts off in the, in the bowels and goes up to the breathing.
Wow. What you're saying, when it becomes serious, it starts off in their bowels? Or even the mild symptoms?
In general, it seems to be the more we're learning about it, and it changes every day, every hour, because it's so new, and it seems like it's so variable, or it's very hard to get a hold on in the last few months, what the symptoms are, what the details are. Some people talk about losing their sense of smell or taste.
Right.
What does that mean? It's not so clear, but more and more studies seem to show that there is a fair percentage of the people have loose bowel movements to start in the beginning process. And that's not a sign for sure of it, but people who have it have had that. But then what the big major issue is breathing.
Wow, so you're saying it's like this Oscar business. I hear it's so appropriate for these days. Now you maybe understand why there was a run on toilet paper. But I'm just pointing out that the amount of like Rosh Yeshiva, Rebbes, Gedolim that are being nifter are relative to the general populace. It sounds like, I don't know the numbers, but it sounds like it's 1 in 5. Yesterday I know somebody who was nifter in the New York area, and they said that they were waiting for the Levaya. The Chevra Kadisha said you have to push it off till tomorrow because we have 40 people ahead of you. So they're not reporting the names of the general population, we'll call them. I don't know. It's
in New York, the city officials are talking about burying dead bodies in the public parks because they don't have a place for them.
Right.
The funeral homes are just overwhelmed. There's not enough. The funeral homes can't take bodies anymore. So they're still burying them in the parks.
Right. But I don't think it means that. I think the Jewish ones are taking care of their own.
The Jewish ones are, but yeah.
I'm just saying it says over here that tzaddikim get hit first. Interesting. She'en tzaddikim, if you don't have tzaddikim adar, tinaika shel beis rabban nitfasim al adar. Then comes, there's no tzaddikim, then the Hashem goes to the kids. Amar b'yitzchak ben zi'uri v'amar l'amar rabbi Shimon ben zi'ura ma'ikro, what does the pasuk say? Im lo yisei di'lecha hayafa b'nashem tzi'i l'cha b'ikvei hatzoin. If you can't watch my mitzvahs, so then you have to go ask mercy by the Ikve Hatzoin, which are the forefathers, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. And they did the Yisoidos of Klal Yisrael. They set up the Yisoidos of Klal Yisrael. And in their Zuchus, we should be able to... and Uri'i es Gidiyo Yisayach. And if you go, the rest of the Pasuk reads, Uri'i es Gidiyo Yisayach. And therefore, if you go to the Ikve Hatzoin, you go to the base of, then you'll be able to watch your Gedeim. And it says that Gedoyim Hamamishchonin Al Haroyim. these gedoyim who were taken as a mashkin for the shepherds. So the Gemara's proof is Shmamina af alashin harunami ka'amar Shmamina, that Rabbi Lazar in this one quotes that the problem is Meiser, in the earlier one he quotes Lashon Hara. So therefore, when he was saying Lashon Hara before, he meant also Lashon Hara. Okay, now here is a very famous Gemara. Why is he called the first speaker wherever he goes? What an interesting way to introduce him. Says Rabbi Yehuda, the one who speaks first wherever he goes. Why is he the one who speaks first wherever he goes? The Asvi, because there was one time that Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, they were sitting together. Who's Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, Yosef, Yehuda ben Gerim Gabayhu, and this person, Yehuda ben Gerim, was sitting next to them. Pasach Rabbi Yehuda va'amar, Rabbi Yehuda started the conversation. He said, Kama no'im ma'isehen shel umazu. Look how wonderful these Romans are. Tiknu shivakim, they were masakin business places. Tiknu gesharim, they were masakin bridges. Tiknu merchatzos, and they were masakin public bathhouses. Rabbi Yossi sat there and shasak, he was quiet. And then Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, Amar Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, spoke up next, and he said, "Kol ma'ase tiknu le'tiknu elu l'tzarich atzmon." They were only masakin for their own good. You think they were doing it for public benefit? They were doing it for they were only masakin it for their own good. Tiknu shvakin, they were masakin marketplaces. Lahishiv behen zoynis, so they should have a place for zoynis. Merchad zoyis la'adin behen atzman. They were masakin bathhouses in order just to pamper themselves. They weren't masakin it for the betterment of humankind. Every single thing they did was for their own nastiness. Gisharim litol mehen mechas. The only reason they put up bridges was to get a taxes off them. That's the only reason they built the bridge, not to help out humankind. Rabbi Yehuda, who started off the conversation, was saying they helped out human. They're so altruistic. They set up this, they set up that. You could just imagine this conversation in some mikveh in Borough Park. You know, if you have one like super, super guy like that, he'll say something like that. A neutral character will go on and say no like that. And, you know, a constant fight whether or not to appreciate the goyim. So Haluch Yehuda ben Gerim went, Vesiper Devarim, and he told over the conversation amongst the Gedolim. You know, I was by these Gedolim, and they were schmoozing. And he told it over, Venishmu Ulamalchus. Eventually, it got to the king. It got to the upper echelons of the society. Amru, they said, Yehuda, She'ila, Yehuda, the one who started the conversation, and he praised us, Yisala. He will go up, and he will be brought up, and they made him that his reward was that from now on, whenever he has a conversation, he has by legal authority, he's got to be able to speak first. It's a cool prize. Yoisi sheshasak, Yoisi, that was quiet, Yigle, he's got to go to Golos, let's see Pairi. And Shimon Shegina, Reb Shimon ben Yochai, who put us down, Yehorek, he's got to be killed. So Azalhu Ubrei and Toshibay Midrasha, him and his kid went. Reb Shimon ben Yochai went with his kid, and they hid in the base medrash. Kol yoyim havei ma'isele debisu rift of a kuzu demay ukarchi. Every single day, his wife would bring him a bread and a jug of water. Ukarchi, and he used to eat the bread. However, when the gzera to kill him, so he was hiding. When the gzera to kill him became more intense, they really started to search. They sent another legion to Yerushalayim to find him. Armalei Lebrei said to his kid, Nashim Daitin Kalalein, women are swayable, and therefore she may give away our position. And therefore, Mitzarila, maybe she will be tortured in Megalilon. And she will reveal our position. Azlu Toshib Marata. So they ran away from the base medrash, not even telling their wife where they were, and they hid in a cave. Israchish Nisa, a naze occurred, and Ibarilahu Charuba Ve'ena Demaya, and a carob tree and a spring of water appeared for them there. Vahu Mishalchi Minayu, and they used to take off their clothes because they only came in there with their clothes. They didn't want to wear out their clothes, so they took off their clothes. Vahavi Yasvi Ad Savaraya Bechala, and they sat in sand up until their necks. The Kuliyah Megayasi, and they would learn the entire day. Be'idin Saluye, when it was time to daven, Lovshu, they got dressed. Mikasu, they covered themselves. Umatzli, they daven. V'hadim Mishalchum, afterwards they would get undressed. Ki'echidil alivlu, so the clothes wouldn't get worn out. A sivu treisa shnei b'marasa. For 12 years, they proceeded like that, which is quite the feat. Finally, Eliyahu, Novi came to them. Vekam apichsa de ma'arta, and he stood at the entranceway of the tent of the cave. And Amar ma'an lo de'la bar Yochai de mis keser ubatul gzerta. Who's going to tell Bar Yochai that the Caesar who was after him died, and therefore the gzera is over? So Nafku, they left the tent after 12 years of straight learning. So the chazu inchi de kokarchi bazari. They saw people who were plowing and planting. Omar, they said in Tamiya, Manichin Chaya Olam Va'iskim Chaya Sho, what are you doing? You're working in Chaya Olam, when you're leaving Chaya Olam, you're leaving a world of forever, and you're working in a world of just right now. So they were so perplexed and upset at people not learning all day like they were doing. You know, it reminds me of, I don't know if you remember back in camp days. Remember back when, if you ever went to overnight camp, and like, I hated color war, but just to bring out the muscle. So after 2 days, let's say you're on the red team, you live and breathe red. And you paint your whole face red, you're dyeing your hair red, and everything is like your team. And then for some reason, you have to go to, let's say, you know, the nearby store in the nearby village or whatever. I don't know if you've been to overnight camp, so that's like the situation. You're usually in the middle of a wilderness somewhere. So like, you know, you travel half an hour to the little village. And then you come into the store, and like, people aren't wearing red or blue. Like, hello, which team are you on? So you have to, like, everything is centered around, and that was only for 2 days that you were involved. So can you imagine, for 12 years, he didn't stop learning for a second. It's all he did for 12 years. He never had, there was no Shiloh, there was nothing to get involved in. It was straight Rashba for 12 years. So therefore, he said, he came out. He wasn't able to put himself back into humankind. He wasn't able to plug himself back into the world. He saw people wasting their time. And not even wasting their time. He saw people legally and properly working like we had back in Brachas. They asked Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, how are you supposed to get a parnasa? He says, listen, learn all day. Hashem will provide. Hashem provided for me. So the Gemara says, yeah. Other people tried it, but it didn't work. So you have to be on a very special level for it to work. So they came out of the tent. They were unable to plug themselves back into the world. So wherever they look, Kamakam Shanaisan Ainam, wherever they looked, Miad Nisraf got burned up. Yatza Baskal Amalah, the Baskal came out, Lahakram, I love me, Yatzasem. You came out of the cave to destroy my world. Go back to your cave. Hadar also, they went back into the cave. Asivu Tracy Archishata, they sat there a 13th year. Amru, they said, Mishpat Rishayim Begehenim Shneim Asar Chodesh. The judgment of Rishayim and Gehenim was 12 months, so we can't be worse than that. Yatza Baskal Amru Tsumi Maraschem. A Baskal came out and said, go out from the tent, from the cave. Nafka, they went out. And Kalechid Havi Machi Rabbi Lazar, wherever Rabbi Lazar destroyed, Havi Masi Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, with his eyes, so in other words, Rabbi Shimon grew in that month, and he was able to transplant himself back into the world and to understand the world. So his son Rabbi Lazar did not. Wherever Rabbi Lazar looked and continued to burn up, Rabbi Shimon had the greater power of being able to restore it. Amar lai b'ni, my son, daila ilamani ba'ata. It's good for my son. It's good the world has just me and you. It's fine. Bahadi panya the Malach Shabbos on Erev Shabbos, right before evening, Chazwa hu Sabbath, son, elderly man, that having nukket trade madani asa, he was carrying two branches of myrtle trees. Berahit, he was running. Bein Hashmashas, Amalei, they said to him, Hani lamalacha, why do you need these two branches? Amalei, he responded, L'kvayt Shabbos, I'm doing it in honor of Shabbos. Says there, V'tiskilak b'chad, let it be sufficient with just one. So he said, Chad can I get Zachar, V'chad can I get Shamar, I'm doing one for Zachar, one for Shamar. Amalei Liberei, so Rabbi Shimon said to his son, Chazius, see here now, Kama Chavivin Mitzvahs Al Yisrael, and how much they love mitzvahs. And Yosef Daite, and he was calmed. Shamar Pinchas Ben Yor Chasnei, Pinchas Ben Yor, the son-in-law of Rabbi Shimon, heard that they found Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. They found his father-in-law and his brother-in-law. He was so excited. Nafik Lape, he went out to greet him. Aydel Bay Bunny brought him into a bathhouse. Havi Ka'orech Le Lebisrei. And Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yor was helping out. He was the flesh of his father-in-law, who had sat in sand for the last 12 months. So you can imagine, it was not a pretty sight. 13 years. Chazut Avi Bay Pili Begufi. There were lots of cracks in the lots of. There was no exercise for the last 13 years. There was no exercise, and there was no fresh air. There was no vitamin D. There was nothing. He was in a cave up his neck in sand for 13 years. Can you imagine? I don't know if medicine has protocol for that. Chazid Avi Pila Beguvi, he saw that there was cracks in his flesh. Havi Kabachi, and he was crying. His tears, which were salty, were falling into the cracks and hurting Rabbi Shimon. He was like, ouch, will you stop crying on me? So he says, woe is to me that I see you like this, as Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair. Amalem Ashrecho Adraba, happy that you saw me like this. If you didn't see me like this, you would not find in me such terror like you have now. Originally, when the father-in-law Rabbi Shimon Rechai used to ask a question, have a mifarek later Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair trace a peruke. His son-in-law, he got the best guy in yeshiva, would be able to destroy every question that he asked, and he would give 12 answers. L'soif, after the 13 years in the cave, kehavi makshir Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair kusha, when Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair, the genius, used to ask a question, have a mifarek later Rabbi Shimon Rechai esin v'arba peruke. Rabbi Shimon Rechai would give 24 responses. Omar, Rabbi Shimon Rechai said, "Hoyle is rachish nisa. Since a miracle occurred to me, Ezel askin mil. So let me go and help out the world a little bit." Derziv v'yava Yaakov shalem, as it says that Yaakov came back whole. V'amar Rav shalem begufa shalem b'mamayne. He was whole in his body and whole in his money. Shalem b'tirasei v'yichen es penei ha'ir. What does that mean? Omar Rav matbeya tikin lahem. Since a miracle happened to Yaakov Avinu after he didn't have to get into a fight with Esav, so he wanted to do something for humankind. So he helped out the economy for a bit. He became the economic minister for a minute, and he was masakin a new coin. He was misakin marketplaces. Rabbi Yechon Amar Marchet Soyes Tikin Lahem. He was misakin Merchet Soyes bathhouses. Amar, he said, Ika Milsa the Boiler Tikuni. Is there something here that needs help? Amar Leya Ika Duchta the Isbe Sofek Tuma. There is a place that has a Sofek if it's Tumah or not. The Islay, and in other words, there's a, back in the day, they used to keep Tumah and Tyra. So if you can imagine, let's say Devon Street, they were not sure whether or not there was a dead body buried there. And if there was, then Kahanim can't go there. It's like on Pratt Street. There's a lot of people who don't use Pratt. A lot of Kahanim don't use Pratt on the other side of McCormick. And it's annoying for those people who have to take carpool if you go there or whatever. You have a kohen in the car or whatever. He's like, oh, you can't go on the street. So like, you have to go all the way up to Tui and then go around. So it's annoying. So there is a place, there is a, even nowadays I'm saying, nowadays kohanim have to be makbid. But there is a place that, there's a street over here that, that we're not sure if it has tum on it. And it's very annoying for the kohanim to have to circle around it. Amar Iki Inish the other is Chazak Kacha Tyra. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, is there anybody here who knows that it's not like a whole graveyard? Is there anybody here who remembers maybe that it's only a suffix of one body? One body I could help you out with. So Amar Le Hahu Saba, an elderly person said, yeah, Kan Kitetz Ben Zakai Turmasi Truma. I remember Rabbi Yochai and Ben Zakai cutting Truma in this marketplace. So it's definitely a marketplace. Just the chashash is that somebody, for some reason, somebody died there and they buried him right there. We just don't know where. But it's not a graveyard, if that's what you're asking. So, Avad Ihu Nami Hachi. So, Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai, that was Ben Zakai, Rabbi Yechon and Ben Zakai. So, from the couple generations before, he's like, I remember Rabbi Yechon and Ben Zakai when I was a kid. He used to cut Truma over here. So, like, okay, fine. Obviously, it's not a graveyard. So, Avad Ihu Nami Hachi. He cut up some vegetables and he put them on the ground. Kalhechad Havi Kashi, any place that the vegetables remained hard, tahare, he said it's tahar. Any place that became soft, apparently there was more than one grave there, so maybe there was a war there, or there was a magefa there, or whatever. Tzayne, he marked off. So he marked off, he said, this is a grave, this is a grave. And now the kohanim could walk on that street, just avoid the graves. Omar Ahu Saba, the elderly person said, Tihar ben Yochai be sekvaris. Ha, this elderly man started to laugh. He's like, ah, that's a graveyard. Ben Yochai, it was Matahar basic verse. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was unappreciative of the comment. Amale il male hayisi imanu imale hayisa imanu. If you were not with us, vafilo hayisi imanu v'loy nimnesa imanu. And even if you were with us, but you didn't get voted with us, then yafa atamrit. I could hear you could argue. It's like every time we have any of these rabbinic meetings, you know, the reason I speak about them all the time these days is because they happen all the time these days. Used to be that it happened once in a year. But now every second day we're having one. So the Maisa, they said, each meeting we're voting on different things. So either if you didn't come to the meeting, fine. Or if you came to the meeting and you voted against me, also fine. You can have your opinion. I go after the rave. But but now that you were with us, and not only that, but you voted with us, and now you're making fun of it? People say zoinis. Even prostitutes help each other out. The rabbanim shouldn't help each other out. I mean, the chum like all shekain. Yoav be enei. So Rav Shimon Chai looked at him, and Nachnafshev, and he died. Nafak l'shuka. So then he was going out to the marketplace once, and Chazi Yehuda ben Gerim. And who does he bump into? Yehuda ben Gerim. Amar adayin yesh lezeba elam. You're still on this planet? Nasan by enav. He looked at him, and va'asoyu gal shalatzamis. He turned him into a pile of bones. Okay, so let's stop over here for the day. I did want to do two blat, but we're already up to 40, our regular time. So we'll stop here, and hopefully we'll get to an extra amud a day or an extra. There is some small blatter coming up, but they're hard. They're hard blatter coming up, but we'll stop here, and hopefully we'll catch up over the next 2 weeks. All right, have a great one, everybody.